Many of us watched on our television screens as a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building, reacting in anger and disbelief. The Marble Public Radio essayist, George Merrill.
Psalm 46 begins, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The most arguably non-dogmatic, ecumenical, spiritual literature available today is the Psalms. They are timeless. They are, to the point, heartfelt expressions of the soul more than the mind. In short, the Psalms are no-nonsense prayers and protests offered to God frequently in times of crisis without the veneer of pompous religiosity. In Psalm 46, whatever is going on in the life of this psalmist terrifies him. He describes it like this: the earth is removed, the mountains carried into the midst of the sea. It's horrifying, like an earthquake, no place to hide. His world is unsettled, and he is reaching deeply inside of himself to find his bearings in the midst of the tumult. He speaks with God while he searches himself. He listens to his soul. He hears something and writes in the 10th verse, "Be still and know I am God." I learned of the violence in D.C. surrounding the finalization of the election on Wednesday. I felt grief, fear, and anger, and then helplessness as violent assaults on the democratic process were ongoing. My country was tearing itself apart, and I was helpless. I could do nothing. My stomach was tied in a knot. The psalmist is being instructed to be still. In the stillness, he will meet God and become more serene and better focused. In the Hebrew, the word still means to let go or stop striving, letting it go. For me, it meant loosening my clenched fist around the circumstances of the moment that I could do nothing about. I read this psalm as a call to surrender any illusions of my presumed rightness and my clinging to some idea of being able to control the events, to make it all nice. My task at that moment was to be still and, put simply, let go and let God. Hopefully, the time will come when I may be able to make some contribution to the healing of the country, but it is not now. I would like to be an agent in that healing in some small way, but if my fist continues to be clenched, my stomach knotted, and my anger and my grief still roiling, I can be no use to myself or anyone else. I can only become a part of the problem. A sense of something greater than self is important in the midst of crises like this. It's helpful to remember the essential goodness in others, in ourselves, and in our country. We are not in control of events. Now, it's in the hands of others. In stillness, we are better equipped to respond strategically and wisely, and although I see matters differently from the rioters, in fact, it is their country as well as mine. Be still and pray for unity and healing. George Merrill on the Shore.